Munich Station Landshut for PK4.
Go ahead, Landshut, Sergei. Good morning.
Yes. The picture is looking good. I see the monitor is on the screen. And do you have an image?
And we like the view as well, so that's all we have for you for now. Thank you very much.
Munich, station on 2.
Chris, Munich was you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Alex. I was wondering if it's okay if I step into this granular sound PPS2 troubleshooting, and if so, if it would be helpful at all for you guys to have a camera view.
And Chris, we appreciate the offer. We'll skip the camera for now. And you do have a go until step one, including. And in the meantime, we'll send two commands, and then I'll let you know, and then you can proceed beyond step one.
Copy that. I am going to perform step one and then hold for your go.
And copy, Chris, and just for clarification, when I speak about step one, we're talking about the step one and the procedure, 3.402, and that includes the two switches in the on-call CC go node.
Copy that. Yep, I will switch off granular sound and open the CB, and then I will check that the PPS 2 has all three switches in OFF, and then I will hold for your go.
Good read back. Let's do it that way. And Chris, Munich back with you on 2. We have performed our ground commanding, and you are all to go for the rest of the procedure.
Copy. I'm taking back up in step 3 of 3.420. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
And Munich, station on 2, just to check, I finished 3.420 with no issues and no illumination of the overcurrent or overtemp lights on cycling all three of the outlets. I just wanted to check that before I perform step 2 in the execution note, that I should power on switch 2 of PPS2.
Checking, Chris.
Because after performing 3.420, all of the output switches of PPS2 are in the OFF off state.
The idea is that in step 2 of the execution note, you switch on the granular sound, and then while monitoring the LEDs, you switch on the PPS2 power as well.
Copy that. All right, so I will put the switches on granular sound to on first, and then do the switch on PPS2. Is that correct?
Sorry, Chris. I'm confused here as well. You were right. So we're switching on first the PPS2 and then the granular sound.
Copy all. That makes sense to me. Thanks. Yep, let me do that.
Copy.
Okay, and Munich station on 2 with a granular sound report.
I'm curious to hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I had the same behavior that I've been seeing on granular sound, where the LED winks on just momentarily and turns off. I was looking at the PPS2 LED while that happened, and I did not see any change. It remained stable, illuminated.
And we copy all, Chris. That's good feedback. And with that, you can leave everything on, and we'll take care of the rest from ground. So thank you very much for your support today.
Copy all, and no problem. I'll leave everything in the on state and close out. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris. No response required. Just a heads up that we are getting close to the time period on the crew constraints band where PWD and XPWD will be unavailable in case you wanted to pre-fill some drink bags. Station Houston on 2 for Chris. Referencing my earlier call, our next command will take down PWD and XPWD.
And copy all. Actually, if it's not down yet, give me 30 seconds if that's okay.
We can give you 30 seconds. That's why I called. So let us know when you have filled up any drink bags, and we can delay until then.
Hey, all. Yep. Let me just do that right now. And Houston, station on 2, I'm all good for you to do that PWD, XPWD commanding.
Copy. We will put that in place. Thanks for the call down.
Pleasure. Thanks for the extra chance to get some drinks. Appreciate it.
Houston Station on 2 for Transwater.
Sergey, we're with you on 2, and for the Yedove transfer, give us one more minute to put in place the necessary commanding.
Copy.
Station Houston on 2 for Sergey. We are ready for you to perform the Yedove transfer. We would like you to use Yedove 1524, and the estimated offload time is 26 minutes.
Copy, 26 minutes, and Yedove number 1524 is empty, and I'm ready to continue with step 3.
You are go to proceed.
Copy.
And station Houston on 2 for Sergey and Yedove, you are go in step 6.1.
Copy, step 6. Houston Station on 2, step 6 is complete.
We copy.
Houston Station on 2 for Transfer Water, step 7 is complete.
Copy, step 7 complete.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. PWD and ex-PWD service has been restored.
Station copies, go for water, thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
And on 2.
Hey, wanted to make you aware of something we're tracking on the ground in the systems. We're watching a temperature on our prime S-band string, string 1, and one of the antenna temperatures is getting a little bit close to our limit as we're in high beta. And if we do need to take action on that, we would swap S-band strings from 1 to 2. If we do that, it would happen probably within the next 10 minutes or so, and you would just be down space-to-ground voice on 1 and 2 for a few minutes, up to 5 minutes. So bottom line for you is if you call us and you're not getting a response, try us on 3 or 4.
Copy. All that makes sense. Thanks for the heads up, and I've got 2 and 3 up on all the main modules, so if you need me and 2's down, you should be able to reach me on 3. No problem.
Copy all. Station Houston on 2 for Chris. At your convenience regarding your CMS crew note.
Houston, station on 2.
We're with you on 2.
Hey, I am ready for those words on my crew note, and I also have a laptop that Sergey brought over. I guess he had to do a shell swap, and it's serial number 11 Victor Delta Delta, and also has 2 hard drives and a battery, and I was just wondering where I should stow that.
All right, for the laptop, I'm going to point you to a 1.0 CTV 1270, and that's at node 1, deck 4, golf 1.
1.0-1270, node 1, deck 4, golf 1.
And if you can't find a slot in there, just let us know. Somewhere near there would probably be fine as well. As for your crew note, I'll just take it sequentially here. The wharf hatch, that is fine where it is at the Papa 3 location. If you want to put it in wharf, there's a stowage volume drawer in there, but if it's not causing problems at port 3, POIC is fine to keep it there.
Copy all, yeah. I just got there and it was kind of just floating, so I figured I would ask about it, but it's not causing any problems. It's totally out of the way.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it's fine at port 3. As for your other items, you asked about what to do with the Crew 11 exercise equipment. There's actually a task list activity, CMS equipment stow, the 10-minute activity that covers all that. And then you asked about the T2 harnesses for Crew 12. Those are coming up with the crew on Dragon next week.
Perfect. That helps. I'll probably knock out that task list before I finish my afternoon activity just to clear out the spots for all those bags. So that's perfect. Thank you.
Absolutely. And, hey, we got through that last insulation pass without having to swap S-band. We'll be keeping an eye on it for the rest of the day, but hopefully in good shape there thermally.
Awesome. That's great news. Thanks for letting me know that. And, yeah, we'll try it and let me know if you think there might be any chances of an outage. Thank you. Houston, station on 2 for CMS equipment.
Hey, Chris, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Tim. How's it going? I am working on stowing some of Crew 11's exercise equipment, and I'm looking at my activity on the task list for a CMS equipment stow. And I'm looking in particular at the mesh bag for Xena and the harness that I have there. The serial number doesn't quite match with what's in the stowage note. I just wanted to double check on this with you guys. In particular, I have a hip belt for a harness that's serial number 4011, and that's what matches in the stow note. But the shoulder part of that harness has a different serial number, 4612. And I don't see the 4011 like shoulder piece, and I just wanted to double check that.
Chris, thanks so much.
Or it might be 4812. I can read the barcode. Sorry, I can read the barcode for that shoulder piece. It is 00279423. Oh, sorry, Juliet. I'm sorry. I think I see it. Sorry, I think I sorted myself out. I think maybe.
Hey, Chris, we copied all. Glad we could be of assistance. Let us know if you need any other info.
Yeah, I still don't see that 4011 shoulder strap, but I'll check all of the harnesses that are up here and see if I can find it.
Copy all, and VME is looking into it on the ground.
Yeah, the way I read the stow note is that it would that this 4012 should be attached to 4002, but 4002.
Station Houston on 2. We lost you in a handover. Can you repeat your last call, please?
Houston, station on 2. I did not make a call.
We just wanted to make sure that we had the last serial number that you reported to us.
So the harness that was in Xena's bag, I have a waist belt that is... Unfortunately, the serial numbers are super hard to read on these, so the waist belt barcode is 00279422 Juliet, and the shoulder portion barcode is 00279423 Juliet. So those are the two that are together.
You copy all. Thanks, Chris. We're looking into it.
Houston, station on to you for the CMS equipment.
If you want to, Chris.
Okay, so I think I've sorted through all the things that are here, and I think the main thing that I'm missing is the harness serial number 4011. Harness 4012 is attached to hip belt 4011, and then I found hip belt 4002, which should have been attached to 4012. And then I also found hip belt 1088. I'm guessing that harness 1101 was already trashed. I also found three loose pads, not the Ghost 2 pads, but they're just looks like the standard harness pads. I don't know if those are something that we should keep or not.
Chris, I'm checking.
Copy that. And then, one more item to ask about. There's also a Russian harness here. I don't know. I think Xena said she sometimes used it. Tanka-Pede number 2400101. And I'm not sure if that just stays here or if we do something with that, too.
Chris, back with you on 2. First, we would like you to hold on to those three loose pads that you found. BME is going to need a little bit of time to develop a plan. You hit the nail on the head. The configuration that you found did not match what we were expecting on the ground, and we just want to make sure that we don't unintentionally trash something that we intend to keep on board.
Yep, totally agree with that and definitely don't want to do that, so that is A-okay. If it's helpful, I can, photo what's here or just, type it out if that's helpful, or if you guys think you got what you need, I'm happy to temp stow this and move on with my next task.
Chris, because your call downs were so informative, you gave us all the information that we need, so we do not require anything written or any additional photos.
Sounds good. I'll temp stow these things and move on with some bubble wrap gathering. Thank you very much.
Sounds like a great plan. Thanks. Station Houston on 2 for Chris. We see a loose cycling shoe floating in the middle of the lab, if you can grab it.
Thank you. That escaped from Kimia's mesh bag and made it all the way out here. Impressive. Houston, station on 2 for bubble wrap and timeline.
Go ahead, Chris. We're with you on 2.
Yeah, so that was quite a good bubble wrap haul. I got all the stuff from the places in the Stoneout, and then I also found a whole bunch of bubble wrap rolls that were just used as trash filler in the bowels of Cygnus. So got about almost two full mesh bags worth of like big pieces of bubble wrap, so I think we're in pretty good shape. I think that sets up pretty well for the rest of SpaceX packing. But I've also completed all the stuff in both of those bubble wrap gather activities, so I'll probably have a fair chunk of time after my handover conference. So if there's anything that you guys would prioritize for me to do during that time, let me know. I was going to move on to finishing up some of the CMS equipment, de-stow and moving, unless you have other priorities for me.
Hey, Chris, we copy all. Congrats on the awesome bubble wrap haul. Give us just a minute to chat about priorities. We'll get right back with you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and task priority.
Yeah, on 2.
Hey, we would be very happy with you just executing off of Station Houston. Back with you on Space to Ground 2.
Hey, Houston, station is with you on 2.
Sorry about that, Chris. I walked you right into a handover. Wanted to let you know that we're very happy with you going and executing from the task list. We are also still working on some follow-up words on the CMS task. We'll have those for you a little bit later.
Copy that. I will just work down there. I have a little bit of just trashing of stuff that I know is trash in that CMS task, so I'll knock some of that out, and then I'll just start working on the task list. Thank you very much.
Copy, thanks. Station Houston on 2 for Chris for updated task list priority and CMS equipment words.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey, first of all, we've got a quick update on the task list priority. We'll take any one of the EVA helmet cleanings as able.
Copy that. Helmet cleanings up next.
And then I've got instructions for you on the CMS equipment follow-up when you're ready to copy.
Perfect. I am ready to copy.
So regarding the Russian HARDIS you found, please hang on to it for now. We're expecting additional information from our Russian colleagues tomorrow on how to disposition that.
Copy that.
For the hip belt and harness, we understand that hip belt serial number 4011 was mated to harness serial number 4012. Question for you, for that assembly, were there any ghost pads attached to it?
There are four big kind of puffy pads, which I'm assuming are the ghost pads, attached to the waist belt portion of that harness, yeah.
Okay, copy, Chris. That's really helpful. With that information, what we'd like you to do is please keep that entire assembly mated and go ahead and stow it with the spares. All other harnesses and hip belts from that mesh bag can be trashed.
Copy all. And just to make sure I'm clear on this, so they weren't in the mesh bag. They were just bungeed to the ceiling or to the overhead. But I have a waist belt serial number 1088, waist belt serial number 4002. Those are the two ones that should just be trashed. Is that correct?
That is correct. Go to trash both of those.
Perfect. And then there's just those three pads that are look like regular harness pads that I'm guessing were removed from the one that has the ghost pads on it. Those will also go in the spares CTB.
Chris, a follow-up question for you on that. For those three pads that you found, were they in the loose ghost pad bag or were they elsewhere?
They were in one of the mesh bags. They were in, I believe, the Xena mesh bag with the harness with the ghost pads on it. If you want, you can come on board with the Node 3 camcorder. I can show you if that's helpful.
Hey, Chris, we'll take you up on that offer for video. Sounds great.
Copy all. Yeah, I figure a picture is worth 1,000 words.
We agree. Station Houston, Space to Ground 2, we appreciate the video. For those three free-floating beige pads, we would like you to go ahead and keep those correct. The ones you got in your hands. We would like you to go ahead and keep those and stow in the mesh bag. Copy the sunset.
Sorry, you said Stowe in the spares CTB?
Yes, correction. Stowe in the spares CTB. Thanks.
Copy all. All right, we'll put the harness with the ghost pads and those in the spares CTB. And then I think that covers us. Thank you. I appreciate all the help on this.
That's a good readback, Chris. And one last question. Did you find any other types of pads through this exercise?
It is a great question because I was going to ask you guys about that. I did find, it looked like some ghost pads in the spares, but no other pads were out or deployed in any of the mesh bags.
Thanks. That's helpful. That's exactly what we needed, confirmation that no other pads were out and deployed. Thanks.
No problem. Houston, station on two. I'm not sure if this will come up in a future activity, but if at some point you could send me the location of where I could grab gym shoes for Crew 12. I'd love to shove those in their mesh bags as well. No rush on that at all, but just thinking about it.
Chris, we copy, and VME has taken that action to get answers back for you.
Awesome, thanks. Zero rush on that. Thanks. Houston, station on two. Quick EVA helmet cleaning question.
We are with you on two, Chris.
Yeah, I was going to start getting some stuff gathered to do in helmet cleaning, and I was just looking at the Stowe note, and it has me grab lint-free paper and anti-fog wipes from my ECOC, and I was wondering, I think I just packed up, like, some ECOCs to go home on SpaceX 33 that have plenty of, like, lint-free paper and anti-fog. Is there any reason I shouldn't just maybe use those ones up first, or... Yeah, happy to grab it for Stowe note as well.
Okay.
If it helps, the one I'm pretty sure Sergey Ryzhikov's ECOC is in Note 2 overhead too. I just put it there yesterday, and I know where I would grab the things from it.
Station Houston on 2. We're making a quick phone call. Hopefully, we'll have an answer for you very soon.
Okay, no worries. We're about to hop into the Stowage conference, so there's no super big rush on that.
Houston copies. Station Houston, space to ground 2 for helmet cleaning follow up.
See on 2 for the helmet follow-up.
Chris, you're welcome to snag the lint-free absorbent paper and anti-fog wipes from whichever ECOC is the most accessible to you. Just let us know where you grab them from.
Happy, and yep, I will. I'll do that. Thanks. I really appreciate it.
Happy to help.
Houston, station on 2. I just grabbed a pack of lint-free wipes and anti-fog from Johnny Kim's ECOC, which is about to go home on SpaceX 33.
Houston copies, thanks.
Station, Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Chris and crew notes.
Huntsville, station on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, Chris, just wanted to acknowledge that we saw your crew notes regarding the HRF cognition software and the drain adapters. Those are great data points for us down here on the ground. We'll pass them along to HRF and let you know what we hear back.
Awesome, yeah, I just figured I'd... pass it on, but yeah, no worries. Thank you for letting me know, and yeah, appreciate it.